Good morning, I'm Paul Qualia, the Director of APAC Assistance. I'm covering off the main issues in East Asia Pacific this Tuesday, the 26th of February. Firstly, in the Philippines, unidentified assailants claiming to be members of the New People's Army burnt down construction equipment of the Santa Clara International Corporation yesterday in Naujan town of the Oriental Mindoro province on the island of Mindoro. The attackers reportedly set fire to approximately 12 pieces of heavy equipment, warehouses and office buildings. Security forces of the Philippines have been fighting the Communist New People's Army for decades. Clients are advised to employ extreme caution on Mindoro Island and expect increased security measures by the government forces on the island following this incident. Also in the Philippines, suspected members of the Buklas Bubong gang were killed in an encounter with police in Aganchilo town in the central province of Batangas yesterday. The gang is responsible for dozens of robberies in the region. Police said they recovered guns, cutters and grinders from a vehicle used by the suspects. Other members of the gang are being tracked in the Quezon and Batangas provinces. Clients are advised to be aware of criminal gangs notorious for robberies in the Philippines and to employ extreme caution while travelling in Quezon and Batangas provinces. In Singapore, an accident occurred at the Tuas checkpoint on the second link bridge connecting Singapore and Johor in Malaysia about 4 a.m. this morning. One person was killed and 16 others were injured in the accident. The accident blocked heavy vehicle lanes into Singapore. The Immigration and Checkpoint Authority said the heavy vehicles from Malaysia were diverted and suggested to use Woodlands Checkpoints, which connects Johor Bahru in Malaysia with Woodlands in Singapore. Traffic of cars and motorcycles has resumed, however the heavy vehicle lanes remain closed. Clients are to be advised of the choke points and the nature of them at the border crossings in Singapore and Malaysia, and whenever possible, avoid round routes and take air routes into Malaysia or from Malaysia to Singapore. In China, a natural gas reserve with proven reserves of more than 100 billion cubic metres was discovered in the Bahai Sea area. The newly discovered gas field is about 100 kilometres from the Beijing at Tianjin, Hebei region. The discovery was announced by the China National Offshore Oil Corporation yesterday. It's the largest oil and gas discovery in the Bahai Bay Basin in the past 50 years. The natural gas from the Bahai Basin can be directly transported to market through already existing pipeline infrastructure. The discovery will save the foreign currency reserve for China by decreasing its dependence on oil and gas imports. In Thailand, yesterday the Election Commission said General Prayut Chan-o-cha can take part in policy debates as the Palang Pracharat Prime Ministerial candidate. However, Deputy Prime Minister Wisanu Kriangnan insisted on the importance of maintaining neutrality. The Election Commission will also decide whether General Prayut, as the Chief of the National Council for Peace and Order, is qualified to be a candidate for Prime Minister. The Secretary General of the United Lawyers for Rights and Liberty has asked the Election Commission to disqualify General Prayut under Section 14 of the Constitution. The section states that a salaried state official is barred from being a candidate for elections. Taiwan. The traffic control measures will be implemented on freeways from February 28 to March 3 during the four-day 228 Peace Memorial Day weekend. Tolls will be suspended between midnight and 5 a.m. till March the 2nd and until 10 a.m. on March the 3rd. The 228 incident refers to an anti-government uprising in Taiwan that was violently suppressed by the Kuomintang-led Republic of China government, which killed thousands of civilians on the 28th of February 1947. The number of Taiwanese deaths from the incident was estimated to be between 5,000 and 28,000, though the exact number is not known. The Transport Bureau has suggested travel south during off-peak hours from the afternoon of February 28 till March 1. It has advised travel north between 5 a.m. and 10 a.m. till March the 3rd. Clients are advised to be aware of heavy traffic on the freeways during the long holiday weekend and follow the direction of transport officials and monitor local media. Non-members can check us out at www.apacassistance.com. You can purchase our East Asia Pacific or South Asia Risk Management memberships there or buy our assessments on a pay-for-view basis. To contact or discuss matters with us, please email us at info@apacassistance.com.
www.apexassistance.com. We specialise in a regional level assessment and review to guide clients with a strong regional footprint. Thank you.